listen to a woman called Claire being interviewed about cycling in Barcelona. Decide which answer, A, B, or C, is the most appropriate according to what you hear. Write your answers in the spaces provided. An example, 0, is given.
Right, so Claire, I hear that you cycle around Barcelona. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a member of Bicing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How does that system work?
Basically, you pay about, I think it's 30 or 40 euros for the year. Mm-hmm. And then you get access to use any bike you want at any of the stations around the city.
I see. And do you think it works well, the system?
I mean, I think in general it works pretty well. Yeah. I mean, sometimes there are problems like have you ever used Bicing before?
No, I haven't, no.
Okay. So, I mean, like when you're finished using the bike and you have to leave it at a station,
yeah,
you have to make sure that you pass your card along the reader to that it's been returned correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, somebody can then take your bike and then use it for hours before they return it, and that money gets charged to your card. That's happened to me before.
I see. Okay.
So,
what type of journeys do you use the bike for?
Well, I used to use it because I used to live pretty close to work, so I used to use it just going back and forth from work all the time. It was about 10 minutes,
uh-huh,
so that was pretty easy. But now I live kind of farther away. So, I don't know. I just use it, like, when I'm going to see friends or when I'm going places, you know, close to my house so I can avoid paying for the bus or the metro.
Yeah. Is it more convenient, do you think, than the... Is it faster or more practical?
I mean, it depends on where you're going. If you're going somewhere that's not too terribly far away from where you are, then it's pretty convenient. But
mm-hmm,
if you have to go, I don't know, like somewhere that would be 30 minutes away, I don't think it's very convenient because there's not a lot of streets that have bike lanes.
Oh, I see, yeah. Okay. Do you think it's dangerous, though, cycling in a city like Barcelona? There's a lot of traffic, isn't there?
Yeah, and the weird thing to me is that nobody here seems to wear helmets.
Uh-huh.
I mean, people who ride motorcycles wear helmets, but cyclists don't. I don't see hardly anybody wearing helmets.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty dangerous because in the United States, it's a law that everybody has to wear a helmet when they're riding a bike. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think in general people, cyclists, I mean, do you think they respect the traffic laws and the regulations?
No, not really. I see a lot of people just kind of like, you know, running red lights or, I don't know, just going way too fast on the sidewalk or...
Uh-huh.
Or whatever, so yeah.
What about you? Do you respect the traffic laws, the regulations?
I mean, I wish I could say that I could. I mean, that I did. I think I probably normally do, but I don't always because, you know, if there's nobody coming and it's a red light, I would probably go through.
Right.
Because what's going to happen? The police don't usually stop cyclists.
Do you ride on the pavement?
Well, yeah, you
or
have
the sidewalk.
To. Yeah, you have to sometimes because not every street has bike lanes. So yeah, I do that. And people get quite annoyed sometimes,
yeah,
when you're on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, okay then, yeah. Well, I think one question about cycling is, do you think it's healthy? Because obviously people promote cycling as a healthy,
mm-hmm,
activity. But do you think in a city like Barcelona, which has lots of pollution, that it's a healthy thing to do?
I think it's a trade-off, really. I mean, I think it's probably better than taking the bus because...
Listen to a woman called Claire being interviewed about cycling in Barcelona. Decide which answer, A, B, or C, is the most appropriate according to what you hear. Write your answers in the spaces provided. An example, 0, is given.
Right, so Claire, I hear that you cycle around Barcelona. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a member of Bicing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does that system work?
Basically, you pay about, I think it's 30 or 40 euros for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get access to use any bike you want at any of the stations around the city.
I see. And do you think it works well, the system?
I mean, I think in general it works pretty well. Yeah. I mean, sometimes there are problems like have you ever used Bicing before?
No, I haven't, no.
Okay. So, I mean, like when you're finished using the bike and you have to leave it at a station,
yeah,
you have to make sure that you pass your card along the reader to make sure that it's been returned correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, somebody can then take your bike and then use it for hours before they return it, and that money gets charged to your card. That's happened to me before.
I see. So what type of journeys do you use the bike for?
Well, I used to use it because I used to live pretty close to work. So I used to use it just going back and forth from work all the time. It was about 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So that was pretty easy. But now I live kind of farther away. So I don't know. I just use it like when I'm going to see friends or when I'm going places, you know, close to my house, so I can avoid paying for the bus or the metro.
Yeah. Is it more convenient, do you think, than the, is it faster or more practical?
I mean, it depends on the bus? It depends on where you're going. If you're going somewhere that's not too terribly far away from where you are, then it's pretty convenient. But
mm-hmm.
if you have to go, I don't know, like somewhere that would be 30 minutes away, I don't think it's very convenient because there's not a lot of streets that have bike lanes.
Oh, I see, yeah. Okay. Do you think it's dangerous, though, cycling in a city like Barcelona? There's a lot of traffic, isn't there?
Yeah, and the weird thing to me is that nobody here seems to wear helmets.
Uh-huh.
I mean, people who ride motorcycles wear helmets, but cyclists don't. I don't see hardly anybody wearing helmets.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty dangerous because in the United States, it's a law that everybody has to wear a helmet when they're riding a bike. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think in general people, cyclists, I mean, do you think they respect the traffic laws and the regulations?
No, not really. I see a lot of people just kind of like, you know, running red lights or, I don't know, just going way too fast on the sidewalk or...
Uh-huh.
Or whatever. So yeah.
What about you? Do you respect the traffic laws, the regulations?
I mean, I wish I could say that I could. I mean, that I did. I think I probably normally do, but I don't always because, you know, if there's nobody coming and it's a red light, I would probably go through.
Right.
Because what's gonna happen? The police don't usually stop cyclists.
Do you ride on the pavement?
Well, yeah, you
or
have
the sidewalk.
To, yeah, you have to sometimes because not every street has bike lanes. So yeah, I do that. And people get quite annoyed sometimes when you're on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, okay then, yeah. Well, I think one question about cycling is, do you think it's healthy? Because obviously people promote cycling as a healthy
mm-hmm.
activity. But do you think in a city like Barcelona, which has lots of pollution, that it's a healthy thing to do?
I think it's a trade-off, really. I mean, I think it's probably better than taking the bus because...